Oh, Lord, my heart is so heavy, Mother Claire travailed. A local witch has passed on the apex of the full moon, Friday the 13th. I am so thankful that we had long talks with him. I heard by the scruff of his neck, Lord, is that you? Jesus began, He who steals life shall indeed eat the fruits of his works. Evil begets evil. Lying begets lying. Murder begets murder. Some are of the state that their souls no longer respond to what is right. All of you, my people, have blocked your conscience in different ways, in lesser or greater ways to protect your own interests, to keep your vices and sins. If you sold your soul to the devil and die in sin, what do you expect? Surely not the kingdom of heaven. No. Darkness, fire, and brimstone will be your portion. Claire, there are so many going to hell right now that the earth must expand to make room for them. And the earth is cracking open and expanding. This is the time of Satan's harvest of souls, yet some I will redeem. If there be a spark of life left in that soul, there is yet a chance. Your brother's time spent with this soul was not wasted. You mean there was a glimmer of hope in him? More than a glimmer. He told no one, but his heart was bent in my direction in his last moments. That was the work of your angels, meaning all of your angels and all of your prayers. He made it, Claire. He made it. Oh, Lord, thank you. And I thank all of you for being there in critical moments. Many will be shocked when they discover the ones they thought were hopeless cases on their way to heaven. And many more will be shocked at the pastors in hell, men and women who sold their souls to advance in the world. But when they left the world behind, how tragic their destination. I wanted you to experience what I feel when a soul destined for hell dies, but also when they are saved by the scruff of their neck. My mercy is something no man can calculate, but a sign to you is the picture I flashed by you of him as a toddler, so you could better understand how I love them, even when they have sinned their lives away. Understand that their parents can make or break these children, and most parents are also broken, have sin in their bloodlines, and no clue of how to get out of it. But I tell you the truth, there is not one soul that I have not touched or drawn into my arms in their final moments. Most are blinded by greed or lust, and as I allow them to grow old, they recognize the error of their ways, even as you have. Speaking of which, I would love dearly if you would pare down on the books. This place is to be an example, so I will help you if you are willing. Oh, please do, Lord. I feel so unclean and compromised in my soul. And that's because you are. Okay, please help me. I don't even know where to start. I will help you. We will do this together, just like we do all other things together. And that was the end of his message. Wow, update! The Lord is so good to confirm his word to me. When I finished this message, I named it He Dies. When I put it in the queue to be published, I looked at the title and it said He Flies. Wow, this Satanist made it to heaven by the scruff of his neck. Glory, glory, glory to God. He made it to heaven. That gives us hope that others in the coven may also. I know he will be praying from heaven for them. We serve such an awesome God family. Amen.